Audio Gravity, 2nd of June 2009. First link I want to shout out today is from Animoto. Animoto have been around a long, long time. When I say a long, long time, probably about a year and a bit. I actually went over and saw them this year to talk about the ammo box briefly with them and also about getting access to their API. Hopefully I'll be able to expose the ammo box project site to them, then we can start talking to them again and hopefully get the API access, which will give us this really neat functionality that I was thinking about for Responder in between session breaks. More on that when I know it. If you've seen Animoto before, go and have a look again. They've redesigned. They've also sped up the upload process, which was a bit clunky, a bit slow. They've got a new player, and they've got various other refinements in there as well, the ability to, you know, send it to Twitter and stuff like that. All the usual fare that you'd expect nowadays. Next link is something really, really cool. This is very similar to one that I saw a couple of weeks back, which was like a hotel tower. This one is a side-on view, and it's quite on topic, because I watched Back to the Future. Loads of Back to the Future films have been on for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and this is just, I'd stumbled across it the other day. Basically, a load of designers and coders have got together, and everybody designs a bit of it, and it's a sideways scrolling railway track, and everybody's got different bits on it. So the front bit is obviously the Back to the Future car, and then the train behind it, and then it just goes on and on and on and on. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes, but it's at goontrain.derekmacrone.com. Macrone spelled M-C-C-R-O-N-E. Next link, I really, really, really like this, and mainly from a perspective of being at a festival and seeing this and the whole creative element that somebody's actually put into it to think about it. It's over on fromkitra.com /posts.php *post=055. I should do me.dm link post for these, shouldn't I? Short URLs. It's this big plastic latex kind of fence. Not fence, but like sheeting, and behind it some people stand behind it, and you don't know if it's male or female, and basically you've got these arms that are outstretched on it, and there's just a free hugs wall, so people can go up to this anonymous hugging wall. I just really think it's a really cool thought out idea. Next link is over on Astuteo, astuteo.com/estimator. I've never really thought about this before when doing projects, but this guy's put together this estimator thing where you can put in all your various costs and then view the estimate and then print it out in a ready-to-go format. There's project brief, information architecture, design research, initial drafts and sketches, design revisions, final PSD, loads of stuff that I've never really took into account, you know, like the copywriting side of it, testing and debugging. You know, matter of course. I personally think that a lot of this stuff is very confusing for people who don't really care for it. That's probably why I've left it out, and I prefer to work in phases rather than, you know, give them this big sheet with loads of stuff on it that just looks like you're in it for the cash, rather than saying, right, okay, there's part one, there's part two, and this is how much each part costs. But somebody might use it, you might use it. I think it's a really well put together thing, and you know, 272 digs, some people obviously think it's good. Next link, smokingapples.com, 8 awesome Safari plugins to enhance your browsing experience. I find myself using Safari a lot more last week or so, ever since the Safari 4 public beta has been out, and I find it incredibly fast, although there's a few things that don't work. So some of my jQuery stuff that just doesn't work in it for some reason. You know, it's just the way it goes when with a brand new browser. You have to wait until either the hacks or the kludges or the fixes are out. They normally get picked up and quick, you know, fixed pretty quickly. Next link is for ridecharge.com, cars on my mobile. I really like this purely because I can imagine this being really useful after coming out of a nightclub at night. It does seem to be only stateside at the moment, but I can imagine that it might take off in the UK and Europe fairly soon. You have an account on this RideCharge site. You can book a taxi from your mobile, your iPhone, and you can, if you've got no cash because you didn't go to the cash point, you can pay for it all on your phone, and on the dashboard of the taxi it says that you've paid and you've done what you need to do. Convenient, really useful, should have been done years ago. Looking forward to this getting picked up and used over here. See you tomorrow, guys. Bye.